Hi everyone, this is the Rahul Bajaj Show. Today's guest is Ashwin Vinagarmurthy. Sorry,
Vinagmurthy, you're good, you're
Vinagarmurthy.
good.
Yeah, but thanks so much for joining me on my show today. And just for the listeners, to start out with, we'd love to hear your background and a little bit of an intro about yourself here.
Oh yeah, so this is Ashwin. I'm born and brought up in Chennai, from the southern part of India, Tamil Nadu. I'm a music composer by trade. I do music for films. I'm currently working on Prabhudeva's film called Jalsa. I've done music for short films abroad. I produce music for a lot of artists in and around India, US, and everywhere else. Plus, this is a new thing that I just found out that I do have a voice, apparently, and we've been hosting this show called Voice of Clubhouse, which is probably the first virtual singing contest on Clubhouse, which is doing really well. We're currently in the second season of sorts. We did the Tamil edition first, and now we're doing the Telugu edition, and things are great. I host it alongside Chinmay, who's also one of the main reasons why we are doing the show, and Rakendu, who's a Telugu lyricist, singer, actor. So it's fun. It's fun. We do it every Tuesday at 7:30 Indian Standard Time, in the evening on Clubhouse. So that's been my newfound, I wouldn't call it passion, because passion's a very, very hard word. I would say voice. Voice is probably the best. It's for an artist, finding a very peculiar voice is very important. And a niche, finding that niche is very important. And for me to have stumbled on something like that was just chance. Something that we were just discussing. Then I hosted the first show, second show, and people just started vibing to it.
Nice.
It's a nice, interesting journey. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love the intro. And for the listeners, if you could tell a little bit about like what made you become a like music composer, and how did you get into that to the space?
This is the funniest story that, and I don't think anybody can be inspired by this story, because a lot of people have inspiring stories for choosing the careers. I basically chose music because I sucked at math and physics, and not like I couldn't, just that I didn't want to. It was me being a rebel in school and not wanting to do anything with it. And I still don't find use for cos theta, sine theta anywhere in my day-to-day life. So I just term it as a colossal waste of one's time, just having wasted that time. So I just wasn't willing to budge and go the usual route, and I chose music. So my dad was friends with another composer, his dad, and we just got introduced that way. I was a kid back then, I think 8th standard, 9th standard. I got a chance to visit. His name is G.V. Prakash. He's A.R. Rahman's nephew.
Oh, good.
He's an amazing composer on his own, but I'm just giving that as context so that people know who he is. But amazing composer. I got to visit him at his studio, and I actually learned music. I was a vocalist primarily in my early years. And I wanted to sing, like anybody who goes to singing class, people want to sing. So I wanted to sing, and I go into his studio, and he just tells me, casually, just go in, sing, do your thing. And I'm there, I'm putting on headphones, and that's the first time I'm in a studio, and just everything just been silent. That was not what I was expecting. I sang whatever I sang, I don't remember. It was just bad. It was terrible. I came out of the booth. JV was listening to it, and he straight up said, "You sound awful. If you were to take this up as a career, leave everything else, do this for the next 5 years, 6 years, and come back." And I said, "I do not have 5 years' time to sit, aside, put aside my studies or anything, and just do music. So it's going to be tough." But again, what inspired me that night was probably just seeing how everything worked in a studio environment, how people were just laid back, hoodies and everything. The room is at like 16, 17, everybody's freezing. So it's just a very chill environment. I like the vibe of the studio, and I fell in love with how the studio just behaved and was just existing. And I just wanted to exist within that space. And from there, he helped me get a computer. He put all the software on it. I learned by myself. I think by the time I was 17, I produced my first album. I submitted that as my college application for Full Sail University in Florida, and I got picked. I went there, UG, did music, came back, and set up my studio called Shimmer Studios, and we're one of the top studios in Chennai today. I don't rent it out commercially. I just do, we handpick our clients, or it's usually the other way around. They pick us. They're usually from a circle that we know or we are associated with. And so it's more a friends of friends thing. And that keeps it tight, compact. And there's always a mystery about that space. Nobody actually knows what's happening. Not many people have seen what happens inside. And we don't really outsource our work. We're like a four member small team that has finished movies entirely as four people. So we pack a lot of firepower for a small enterprise of sorts. But this is where. So that's where I started. This is where I am.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I think everyone will enjoy that, and I think that they'll definitely think it's inspiring. I think the people will definitely follow your path, how you went about it. So that's pretty cool. And another follow-up question is, with your experience on Clubhouse, like with all these rooms you've been hosting now, what has been the best room so far? Like, what has been your best experience on Clubhouse?
I think I'm biased because I do a lot of my own rooms. I have to pick a room that I host.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think one of the finale of Voice of Clubhouse, the first season, and the after party. I actually enjoyed the after party more because nobody had done anything like that up until then. And to put together a virtual singing contest. So what we do on Voice of Clubhouse, it's a virtual singing contest. Nobody sees anybody. You don't have to come anywhere. And so the premise is it's like your American Idol or anything, but on Clubhouse. And so we had about 1,000 people send in entries for it. It was language specific, but from all over the world, we had entries, we sorted them out, and we had 100 people from 150, from 50. The top six went into the finale, and we had a host of guests in Hari Aransar, Benny Dayal. You name it, there's so many people who are there on the show. But the Harihan Sir edition, the finale, was just surreal because that was my first time interacting with Harihan Sir ever in my life. And to be known as a person hosting the entire thing and being in contact with him, being in touch with him, you know, sharing the same space, sharing the same positivity, and everything. That was surreal. And the after party where everything just calmed down, but we were telling the contestants in the audience about how crazy it was hosting this show for the past 2 months. What are all the things that went wrong behind the scenes? What were all the things that we had to cover up and, you know, put on a straight face during the show? Because it's not always roses and, you know, fairy tales. So it has its moments. But mostly 95% of the time, we were just enjoying it. We were just, it was so new that we didn't have any reference point to kind of go off of. Yeah. So at one point, we'd be doing poster design. We'd be calling guests on the other line. We had two shows a week at that point, and it was just madness. We had to call two special guests every week. And if one guest isn't able to make it, we had to shift another guest around. And it was just, and all these people were high-profile people. So you can't just call Rajesh Vaidya on a particular day and say, oh, hey, the other person's not coming, your friend's not coming, do you want to do another day? That is not going to happen with these people. So you had to be very, very, very professional about the entire thing. So at one point, the poster designer has just finished doing the entire design, and the guest has to be shuffled, and the new guest comes in. Now the poster alignment changes, the clubhouse announcements change. We've had guests who have come in 5 minutes prior to the show. That's when we've known who the guest was. And I think all of sharing a lot of those stories, I think the after party room was also a blast. So those were the top two rooms that I've been part of till now.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, that's amazing. Actually, I've been in some other rooms. I've hopped in to hear the voice of Clubhouse. It's really cool. The vibe is amazing. And meeting new people. So thank you for hosting a wonderful, putting together a wonderful club and putting these rooms together. And another question I have is, I've seen there's been a lot of influencers on Clubhouse and in other social audio apps. There's two people that I was thinking about, Sriram and his wife Arthi. I know they do the Good Time Show. So have you been on that show before? Oh, cool! Nice.
Love their show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and so do you collaborate with anyone in terms of influencers or other say artists, celebrities, new ones in Clubhouse or other social audio apps?
Okay, so since this keeps us on our toes, I do have the idea of wanting to collaborate with a lot of artists and put out shows put on Clubhouse. Music shows, curated music shows with homegrown talent every week. So for people, not everybody's going to hit the club. People are going to sit back and chill. And open mic season hasn't really caught on fire ever since the pandemic. Even after the pandemic, it hasn't really caught on fire. So I want to create this space. I think other people are doing it. I just want to curate this list because I do have that outreach to reach out to all these amazing artists. I've produced for so many of these people firsthand. So I do have the slight favoritism with, hey, can you just do this for me? And they would always do that. So, it's perks of being the producer for a bunch of artists. Yeah. But I plan on doing that. That's something that's on my radar list. But I think probably the biggest person that I collaborate with on, I don't actually collaborate. I host, co-host, co-ideate, and do everything is with Chinmay, Chinmay Sripada. She's an amazing singer, one of the best female singers that I know in person. She's been of immense support from the first album that I, started working commercially in 2011. She's been singing for me since then, and we've had this great bond. And once, as we were discussing ideas, that's when this whole thing happened. So if you were to see, according to followers, I'm not really followed by too many people. I have 5K, 6K odd followers on, each social media platform. I'm still building. I'm still new to the industry. But she's a proper singer. Everybody knows her, and to collaborate with somebody who has millions of followers here and there, you kind of share the same space. You have to kind of push yourself to have that standard so that people who are listening for her have a certain standard. They need to know that she can't just be on any show. She has to be on a proper thing. And so that has always pushed us to push our bars and boundaries higher. So I think I would say she's probably the biggest person that I've collaborated with on Clubhouse up until now. And I want to do more of that. I want to do more seasons. I also do want to bring in a lot more, indie talent, independent talent onto the program, onto the platform so that they just find their own space. It needn't be my space. It can just be their space. I just want to be that person who can bring in that 1 hour of entertainment every week, curate it, and have a very safe space, have a very chill vibe going on.
Nice. That's awesome. And going to NFTs a little bit, have you thought about turning any of your music into NFTs or?
This seems to be the question that everybody asks me. And because I got asked this question on the first time, I had to read up on what NFTs were, where they were going and everything. I'm still wrapping my head around it. I'm actually the first person in South India, in Tamil, to have launched a song mixed in Dolby Atmos. Dolby Atmos is pretty much the biggest sound revolution that's coming out right now. And I had my song be the first one to release officially in
Oh,
Tamil.
nice.
That's
Congratulations.
great NFT material, but I'm still wrapping my head around, the apparent value of something, what I want to do with it, because it's a pretty new space. I understand people jumping into it, people wanting to jump into it early. I'm still like I'm very old school. I still like holding things. I'm as digital as it gets because all my software is digital. What we're doing right now is digital. Clubhouse is digital, but again, I just like romanticizing like physical things. So I'm still stuck on that space, but I do have ideas. I'm collaborating with somebody else that I met through Clubhouse for an NFT. It's not my own NFT. It was his idea. He's doing the project. I'm helping him. I'm collaborating with him on the NFT, on the musical side of it, just bringing the whole idea to life with the with music. So I am involved in some, but it's still a minefield for me.
Well, yeah, that's great, and yeah, congratulations on having your first song become like being
Yeah, thank you.
played
It's
in.
called Barbile. It's available on all streaming platforms, and or if somebody searches for me, and I think that's probably the first hit that comes up, Barbile. Because it's the most recent number that got released. I also have another single releasing next week, for which we finished recording or shooting the video for just this morning. So it's exciting. It's things are keeping me busy.
Nice. Yeah, that's wonderful. And so they can find it on like Apple Music, Spotify, all the
Yeah,
different platforms.
everywhere, everywhere.
Nice. Yeah, cool. And I guess just two more questions I had is
Yeah.
from where you started with the music composing and what I guess would be one piece of advice you would give to listeners if they want to get into that space and what can they do to achieve that goal?
I think patience in not achieving something, but finding a voice. And, not because I've found something, because I'm constantly trying to find what other thing that I can do. Right now, it's not a single economy thing. Everybody needs to have a two source, three source, multiple sources of income. And I would say if you're interested in music, you want to pursue music full time, try also being good at a lot of other things. Because a lot of people get tied in with the idea of romanticizing the art of making music. But when you're actually making music, you do not have time to romanticize any idea, for that matter. You're just moving on from point A to point B. So that's the one thing. I know when people talk about music, they talk about it in a very artsy, poetic way. It is poetic when the right moment hits and everything just flows. But it's a very short moment, and it's only understandable by the person who's doing it. So, me more than me talking about that moment, I want to talk about everything else. So I want people to understand the pitfalls there are in today's digital world, how your product is being valued in the market, what an actual musician's worth is in today's market. Understand that, and probably then jump into a market head first. If not, just jump in with floaties.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, love that advice. And from all the collaborations you have done over the past years or like during your career, who is someone you would want to collaborate in the future? Like, or do you have anyone in mind, say from Hollywood or Bollywood? Yeah.
I've actually always wanted to work with AR, sir. Rahman has probably been one of my biggest inspiration. I wouldn't call inspiration. It's See, that's a term that everybody throw around, and it's lost its meaning at some point because you're inspired by everything. But he's one of the composers who I've grown up listening to, and it's just so ingrained in your body and mind that you just respond to that music in a very different way to others. Ilaiyaraaja sir and A.R. Rahman sir. So I probably would love to work with A.R. sir sometime. I've met him, but I've still not had a conversation where it's gone to music and or it's been about my music or about his music or about both of our music, you know, coming together. But I would definitely like to work with him someday.
Nice. Well, that's wonderful. And if you have any closing thoughts, we'd love to hear, you know, for the listeners, or any other advice or any tips that you would love to give them. Yeah.
I think just jump on every opportunity that you get. I'm one of those, you know, guys who learned that very, very, very late. My dad used to keep pushing me, saying, you know, don't say no for anything. Just whatever it is, try doing it. And I don't think anybody's ever at that stage to say no. You say no to things you absolutely know you wouldn't fit in, but don't say no to things that you're uncomfortable with because of the fact that you have to step out of your comfort zone to, you know, challenge yourself. So just keep challenging yourself, just keep moving forward, and life just happens. Life will happen no matter what. It'll find you. Mm. You just have to keep pushing forward. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's true. I love that. And where can people find you so that way they can show you some love and support through social media? And
yes, I'm actually not this philosophical in my music. My music is very chill, very, very accessible. You can find me anywhere, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere, YouTube, anywhere that you like. Just Google Ashwin Vinayagamurthy. There's just so many songs of mine, film, non-film, just collaborations with so many artists. So just Google my name or my Instagram, and you will find my music.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. And as a tradition here on my show, I like how Sriram and Aarti do on the Good Time Show, they play a closing song. So love to see what your favorite song is as a closing song, and we can play that for you.
Oh, closing song. Okay. We could actually do my own song, Barbile. Yeah. It's